Right. On January 20th, which was the day of Bush's inauguration, there were a small group of York University students and community activists who held a small demonstration in Very Hall, which is a space that has historically been used for rallies at York University. And they organized this rally in defiance of the university's ban on unauthorized assemblies on campus and the ban, very recent ban, on all events in Very Hall. And the event was about wrapping up. There were maybe 40 people who came out. There was a megaphone that was being used, which is also contrary to York's rules. And the students were talking about links between York University and the Bush administration, and specifically the role of corporations like Lockheed Martin, a major weapons manufacturer that has manufactured weapons that have been used against Iraqi civilians, as well as oil companies such as Esso and Imperial Oil that have also made contributions to York University. The demonstration was just about to wrap up when six officers from the Toronto Police's Division 31, which is a division known for the abuses that it commits against black youth living around where York University is located, especially around the Jane Finch community. So these cops came in, and within about 2 minutes of their arriving on the scene, they began attacking the protesters. The first person who was knocked down was the person who was using the megaphone, and students were extremely upset to be seeing their friend being beaten by the cops. At least one person sort of like was trying to hold on to this, to the first person who was being, the first protester who was being beaten by the police. And then the police started beating the people who were trying to hold on to him and prevent him from being beaten. In total, I saw at least two people being hit by the police. There was no violence on the part of the protesters against the police.
Did they give any sort of warning before they started attacking people?
I did see the police, one police officer saying, you have to leave. But they only gave 2 minutes. That was 2 minutes before they started attacking people. And not everybody heard them say that. This was all in plain view of the York community. This is a very central location on the York campus. After they had beaten a couple of students and arrested a few students, they started dragging those they'd arrested down a hall. And we heard the police officers saying, "Now, what room was it again? What room are we bringing them to?" But this indicated that there had been some kind of provision made between York security and the police. And this is very concerning to those of us who are members of the York community, because it implies that the university set aside a room for the police to interrogate students. There was no need for that. They could have just brought the people that they had arrested out to a car. But in the first place, there was no need for the police to come onto campus. There was no damage that was being inflicted or no threat to either property or people at York. So it's a big question as to why the administration decided to let the police come onto the campus. So then they dragged students into a room. They dragged them down the hall into a room and closed the door. And there was one student who was so badly beaten that he had to be hospitalized. It was completely unprovoked attack on protesters and on the rights of students and other community members who were there protesting that day. And the response has been one of general outrage from lots of different constituencies within the university. We've had letters of support from over 300 faculty members, also from the from faculty associations across Canada and from student governments across Canada. And the CFS has decried what happened, and it's gotten a lot of coverage from the Canadian Association of University Teachers as well. They had a front page article about it. And the York administration has really not taken responsibility for its actions that day, and has defended what happened and is using the same line as the police, erroneously stating that the protesters assaulted the police officers. Now, why the police officers were there in the first place is the real question. But on all the video footage that we have of that day, there's no indication that the police were assaulted by protesters. Like, there's absolutely no indication of that. You just see the cops coming and starting to beat the students.
Free speech! This is an unprovoked attack!
What did he do, guys? What did he do other than talk?
I thought it was
What was the mainstream press's reaction to these events?
It was extremely skewered coverage. Mostly it was the Toronto Star that picked up the story. And if you compare the press release that was issued by the police and the press release and the articles that the Star ran in the days subsequent to these events, almost identical. The quotes from protesters were taken completely out of context, and there weren't even very many protesters who were quoted. So it was obviously a case of the mainstream media just going with their big institutional sources, like the police, that they rely on, and not doing a lot of investigation or other research or consulting alternative sources.
Is there anything happening right now in terms of any sort of conclusion or any continuation to this situation that you know of?
The students and one other person who was arrested that day are facing criminal charges, and they're going to be going through court cases. Very likely these cases will be dropped at the last minute because the police are not going to have any evidence that they were assaulted by the protesters, which is what they're pursuing these criminal charges against them for. It's unlikely that the court cases will be successful, but nonetheless these people who were arrested are facing these ongoing court battles. There has been some interesting mobilizing that has been going on the York campus since these events. There have been some alliances made with community organizers from the Jane Finch community, trying to work together on police brutality issues. There's been a lot of interest in issues around how decisions at York are made, and there are some faculty that have gotten on board and are trying to reform the university's system of governance.
Drop off campus! Drop off campus! Drop off campus!